Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
Signs of spring are hard to find in February, but two species of birds, gray jays and great horned owls, are already nesting. For gray jays to nest at this time of the year is particularly surprising, given that they nest only as far south as Wisconsin's most northern counties. Gray jay babies are thus being fed in the nest when the lakes are still frozen. Temperatures may drop to minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit, snow lies deep in the forest, and there is no obvious food to be found. Most birds time their nesting season to coincide with a period of maximum food abundance, but that is not true for the gray jays. The nestlings will actually fledge in early April, before 80% of migratory birds have returned. How do they feed their chicks when there is so little food available? Gray jays are scatter hoarders, caching insects, berries, mushrooms, and strips of flesh they pull from carcasses in the fall. They most often coat the food items with their sticky saliva, making a little package that they jam into a crevice, a broken-off stump, or under loose bark. They somehow recall where to find all of it months later in the dead of winter. Gray jays create thousands of food caches every fall, by some estimates up to 8,000 at one time, and retrieve by memory some 80% of those morsels. Individual jays may even conceal their stores by jamming a piece of bark or lichen over the food. It's been said that gray jays have a memory like a Vegas card counter. Great horned owls also defy winter, beginning their courting in December and nesting usually by February. The female lays 1 to 3 eggs and then settles down to incubate the eggs for more than a month. The male, meanwhile, captures and brings her prey. The females are able to maintain their eggs near 98 degrees Fahrenheit, even when the outside temperatures are minus 27 degrees Fahrenheit. The eggs are equally hardy. One study showed that the eggs withstood the absence of the female for 20 minutes when the temperature was minus 13 degrees Fahrenheit. Why do great horned owls nest so much earlier than other birds? Unlike most songbirds, which incubate their eggs for 10 to 12 days, with the chicks fledging 2 weeks later, great horned owls watch over their owlets for months. The owlets are fully feathered and capable of flight after 7 weeks, but their parents still feed them well into July. The family stays together into the autumn, and then the young either leave or are driven off by the adults. Gray jays can be seen in northern Wisconsin forests and will even visit bird feeders. You can find great horned owls all over the state. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.